Okay, so let's all pretend that you're at the brunch buffet and you're going back for seconds. What specifically are you going back for seconds of? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
I found, you know, one of those surveys on Zippia.com where they...
Oh, yeah. You're a big fan of that Zippia.
I mean, you know, they do great work. They make good toast. Each state's favorite Mother's Day brunch food. And
oh,
the
God,
first
I
thing...
Really I really need to be a mom because I need some brunch in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day brunch, the tradition of Mother's Day brunch, a long-held tradition in the world. I do want to just congratulate Minnesota because for once y'all got it right.
Oh, good.
Bacon.
Oh, duh.
Thank you.
I was
going to
say, what else do you go back for? Eggs? No. You would.
Maybe. I was
but bacon is
mildly offended by that.
Bacon, sausage, all the meats usually.
651.
Unless it's like ham. I'm not going back for
ham. Oh, no. Ham, okay, I have an opinion about that, which I will share with you when I say 612. Nope. 651. 641.
She's giving out her phone 1071.
Number. 1071. I might have been about to. 651-641-1071. That's the number to call to tell us what are you going back for to the buffet to get your seconds of. Ham, to me... Is
ham.
Not.
I'm gonna get some ham sandwiches.
Ham.
That ham smells good.
Ham.
That ham smells good.
Ham. 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 Ham.
That's a good sandwich.
Ham.
Extra cheese.
Ham. Ham. Ham.
Ham. I don't love ham. So that's my hot take on ham.
I'm ham. I'm hambivalent. Because. I do enjoy a nice piece of ham, but I have to be in a ham mood.
Can I just say, the more you say ham, the weirder the word
right?
sounds?
Ham.
Ham.
Make you some ham sandwiches.
Holly, do we have any callers?
No.
Fine.
Can I ask, though, what other than bacon would you go back for?
Oh, so many things.
Okay.
So, first of all,
cheesy potatoes.
Fresh fruit.
I would.
Oh no!
What? What?
God, don't ruin it.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm gonna go back for some fruit.
Okay.
Let's you just go pretend. Once for fruit. You don't go twice for fruit.
You don't, do you go for fruit?
Well, you do that thing at the end where you're like, I'm just gonna have a little piece of fruit, and then you go off and have, you know, like the
French
six
toast.
Pieces of cake.
So my thing is, like, I want a brunchy thing that feels desserty when I'm having plate number two, right? So the first plate is all about...
Let's not talk about plate number two.
The first plate is all about the savory, right? It's going to be the eggs. It's going to be the bacon. Definitely going to be the biscuits and gravy. If that's not on the buffet, why did I show up in the first place? Okay.
See, I would say the first plate would actually be a nice light beginning wherein you could start with some fresh fruit to sort of whet the palate.
I don't want to take up space with that.
Okay. But you probably also are not the kind of person like I am that I will always start a buffet with a salad.
I love a salad.
Yeah.
I would start a buffet with a salad. Okay. It won't be a requirement, though. It might be alongside.
I hear a lot of people come at me when I say salad because they think that's a waste of space. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I like a salad, so I'm good with it. I'm not. I don't want to waste space with fruit.
Okay.
That's just me, though. You know. Listen, do whatever you want to do. Yeah. But when I go back, that's when I start with the sweeter breakfast experiences. So, like, my second pass is going to be, like. If they've got a cream cheese blintz, thank you. I'm here for that.
But
maybe the pancakes.
Because I'm
toast.
Not doing that until the end. Like I'm gonna be second and thirding my savories until I'm sufficiently full.
Okay, and then you'll go for the sweets.
I will move on to the sweets.
Well,
because I don't like my savories and sweets to mix.
So I think here's the bigger question: how many passes are you taking of a buffet?
It depends, but at least three.
Okay, so I usually am a two. Holly, who do we have on the line?
We have Jason.
Hello, Jason. Jason, you're at a buffet. You're going back for seconds. What are you getting on your plate?
Cinnamon rolls and donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good,
right?
That's a good gamble.
Because you got to eat the sweets last, right?
Who doesn't like donuts and I don't know.
Yeah, nope. I mean,
I'm with you.
All do.
Now, let me ask you this, Jason. Have you would you get fruit on your first pass or no?
Fruit for... No, it would be a waste for me because I wouldn't even eat it. So.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. I agree. That's awesome. Going to be my second question now. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have Tare.
Hi, Tare. Tare, when you're at the buffet, what are you going back for seconds for?
Hi, Tare.
Well, I'm at Jack's in Northeast, and I'm going back about 2-3 times for the Swedish meatballs.
Oh, my God.
As strange as that sounds, they are delicious, and they go really well with scrambled eggs at Jack's Buffet. Does not consider it dry. They're fluffy and delicious. So I just go for that.
Ooh, that sounds good. Thanks, Tare.
I do want to thank Tare for mentioning a classic brunch experience like Jack's, mm-hmm. wherein you can feel fancy mm-hmm. at breakfast.
It's the best. Can I share a story quick about Jack's?
Yeah.
That used to be our Mother's Day and Easter brunch place when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I feel like I've told you this story. And I always loved, like, the little stream in the back.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like, oh, it's so pretty. I just thought it was, like, a pretty, like, pond with, you know, fish in it. And then I was a grown adult when somebody was like, oh, yeah, I love going to Jack's and you can, like, pick your fish. And they, like, fish it out of the stream and make it. And I was like, what?
I've never done that. That's not my favorite.
I didn't know that those fish were for eating. I didn't know those were eating fish. I thought it was just, like, a nice...
They were fancy fish?
Little stream of
show-off fish.
Show-off fish? Just for prettiness.
I have only been to Jack's for the brunch, but I was real excited when I don't know if they still do this, where they do your matchbooks for you.
Oh.
They personalize the matchbooks.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a special occasion,
yep.
you know, it'll say, like, happy anniversary or whatever.
I believe they still do that. It is kind of fun.
It's a fancy move. I like it.
I got to put that on my list of, like, places I'm going back to very soon. Because I do. I
Assuming
love a little Jack's. I love a little Jack's brunch. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking of buffets, we have our own little buffet.
Yay! Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, of an item. Every Friday we do this on the Colleen and Bradley show. It's our
cheat day.
After this on My Talk 107.1. It is Friday on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And you know what we do on Fridays?
Cheat!
Dirty, rotten cheetah!
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
We're gonna.
What is this?
Okay, so you guys, you know, one of my favoritest things in the whole wide world are Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so imagine myself when I was strolling through the aisle of the grocery store last week and I saw a new Doritos product. And I have never tried this before, and you guys haven't either.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, and I don't think they're brand new, but we've never had these before. Doritos 3D Crunch.
Ooh.
Wait, can you see that?
I can see it.
Okay,
yeah.
It says 3D party size.
Party size. Like, who doesn't want
does
a
that
size?
Does that mean I'm having a party?
Well, it's party of one, and in this case, three of us. But Doritos 3D Crunch party size chili cheese nacho flavor.
They look like bugles, but without the entry hole.
Yeah, I wanted to stick my finger in the entry hole.
But you knew what I meant.
It's not there.
Seriously, you guys are ruining this. You're getting nasty and inappropriate.
I'm just saying it's like a bugle, but the hole is closed.
I'm kidding. I'm very glad that you're excited at the shape, the unique shape, the entry hole of the 3D.
Oh, no, you
said
it.
Did you show?
I did.
Okay. Did you do it up close?
Yeah, I did it up close.
Okay. Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, what does it smell like, Colleen? It's chili cheese.
It smells like a Dorito. I mean, it smells like a chili cheese Dorito. It looks like a bugle.
They don't have chili
smells
cheese Doritos,
like a, well,
by the way.
It smells like a Dorito. And I get the chili on it. I get
it
the
smells,
chili.
Yeah, kind of like chili cheese Frito.
Mm-hmm. Smells a little hot.
It's. I don't think it's spicy, though, but maybe it is. Oh. I don't know. Do you want to put them in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Come on, ladies.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like the mouthfeel.
Tell me about the mouthfeel.
I mean, I like the 3D-ness of it.
Okay, because it like pops in your mouth
mm-hmm.
or what?
And it's lighter,
like a bugle.
It's lighter than a bugle,
yeah.
though. Because sometimes the bugles can be a little crunchy, deceptively so.
Oh, you know what, guys?
Hmm.
Careful. Because every once in a while you might get a deflated one that doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Like, here's a flat one.
Boring.
Yeah.
It's to be three-dimensional.
I'm out of here.
Bye. They do pop.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brad?
They're good. I mean, I wouldn't call these a Dorito, obviously. Because to me, it's not a Dorito.
It definitely is not the texture of a Dorito.
Yeah, that's more of a branding thing to get people to buy the product.
Like, it's more of a Bugle experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like a Bugle, tastes like a Dorito.
I don't know, nacho cheese cereal.
Okay.
Because it kind of has that cereal.
Right.
I mean, essentially it is cereal, right? Because it's just
It's kind of corny. Is it corny?
Yeah, it's corn flour is the first
ingredient
up for bid, followed by vegetable oil, and then a bunch of salt, cheddar cheese, and a bunch of spices.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
And they're not
too
spicy.
Like, I like the mouthfeel. It excited me. I would totally...
It gives you the crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels... I would.
But
eat...
it's not super heavy, right?
Right. I would eat these.
Yeah.
I mean, probably gonna have some more.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I like when you put it on your tongue.
So, here's what I've learned. The older I get. Don't know.
Well, it kind of looks like a Star Wars, like, Star Destroyer thing.
It does a little bit. The older I get, the more I realize if I'm in a snack, I want it to be fun. So I like things that occupy my mouth in an interesting way. Like, for example, my kids love goldfish. And when I eat a goldfish, I split it in half with my teeth first. It's just like a fun little...
Yeah.
Gamifies it a little bit.
I don't... Oh, God.
And I'm feeling that with these... what happened?
I got a really spicy one.
Oh, all right.
Have you had a spicy one?
No.
No.
Whoa, no, that was like
I don't think I'm trying hard enough.
I think you need to get a flat one that has a lot of spice on it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Yeah. Have you eaten a flat one?
No.
They're not bad. I mean, they don't... You just don't get that fun pillow in the middle.
Yeah. I told you it smelled kind of hot.
I want these in other... flavors.
Ooh, like a cool ranch.
They do have them.
I want them in cool ranch.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what flavors they have them in.
Well, but if only we had the internet.
My favorite Dorito, thanks for asking, is just nacho cheese flavor. But
sorry.
I don't think they had, I didn't see
they
that.
They do have spicy ranch crunch 3D Doritos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to learn more. They only have the two flavors. So they the chili cheese nacho and the spicy ranch, both in 3D crunch varieties.
Which I would be super excited to try that ranchy one. Spranch. That sounds good.
Yeah.
But it's spicy ranch, so it's not...
That's why I said spranch.
Right. It's not going to give you the same experience. I'm here for this snack.
Yeah, I would definitely keep putting these in my mouth.
Like, this would be a fun little surprise on the snack table.
This would be good with a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
I just like chips. Something, when I eat these, I think like, oh, I need
something
like some white bread, some deli meat, and a piece of American cheese with some mayo.
Ham. And some ham.
And some ham.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we rate these? Let's go around the room with our 3D Doritos.
3D. I would give this a 4D.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many cobras do we have out of five, right?
Yeah. Five cobras.
Yeah, so 4 out of 5.
Holly?
I'm going to give it a nice 3.5.
So I'm actually going to do something I've never done before and give it a 3.75.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like it's quite a 4 yet, but I feel...
It's like, I got to split the difference.
I feel good about it.
But if it works hard enough, maybe it will get there someday.
Maybe someday if it
studies
hard. I'll
give it a 3.76.
Yes, I will. We're in a... Where did you get these, by the way? Can you get these anywhere where Doritos are
sold? I got these at the Cub.
Okay.
So grocery store, I imagine, will have them.
Okay. I do just want to say, in the next few weeks, we are entering into a snack series of... of our cheat day experiences. Bradley, you went a little bit bonkers in the aisles of
I just threw some things that I had never seen before into my cart and said, in case of emergency, pull a bag of these open.
And so, we're going to do just that in the coming weeks.
Unless there's like, you know, a fast food experience that
which
urgently needs our attention.
I do feel like, hold on, what we just talked about this yesterday when we... we're talking about McDonald's.
Ooh, I got another spicy one. Those are spicier than I thought.
Some of them sneak up on you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there something at the McDonald's that was newish that we were excited to
There's
try?
There's a new caramel brownie.
McFlurry,
I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something we have to try out at some point. Yesterday we got on a tangent about McDonald's characters. So if you missed that, you can check the podcast.
Yeah, check the podcast. I'm looking at Food Beast, and it looks like there's more potato chips coming our way this summer.
What kind of taters?
From Lay's.
Ooh, tell us more.
They've got summer BLT, chili mango, and wavy jerk chicken fries.
Oh.
Or not fries, chips.
So I also saw something, and I'm not sure if this is real, because sometimes I see things and I'm like, is that even real? But it was like, I swear it was like a mashup. So it was like Doritos flavored potato chips.
Hmm.
And like, you know, sour cream flavored. I don't know. It was just like a weird mashup of like Funyuns. It was like Funyuns potato chips, Doritos potato chips.
So I'm glad you said that, because what I was just thinking is that I would like these in other chip varietals, right? Like I would like what we're eating right now. If they had this in Funyun or like Cheeto or potato, I would be excited by that.
Yeah. I swear I saw that somewhere, and I'm not finding it on the internet, Bradley.
You should have not said that and made some money off of that idea.
But it's, you know,
too late.
It's their thing, so that's fine. But if that's a thing, I look forward to trying it at some point.
Yes. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, each and every day we like to highlight the celebrities behaving badly. We have a name for them, and that name is...
D-Bags!
We will tell you all about them when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey. And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-Bag, Bradley?
Who's my D-Bag? It's a little outfit called... Eat This, Not That.
Oh, fun.
It's a website. And let me give you the actual... There we go. Okay, so it's this story about Channing Tatum. So Eat This, Not That is a blog. And it keeps... Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that keeps showing up in my Google News algorithm. And I'm like, go away. And by the way, if anyone knows how I can like eliminate a news source from my Google News, let me know. I'm sure you can, but...
There's got to be a way. Because I will say the blast has not been showing up nearly as much lately.
That's true. I will agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but here's a headline. Channing Tatum says he's a completely new person after pandemic weight loss.
What?
Okay, well, whenever I see celebrity weight loss stories, I'm always like, okay, tell me more. I want to hear this, but is it going to be like the, you know, like typical experience? Well, obviously, supposedly, we know that Channing Tatum has been, like, talking lately, right? Like, he's been back in headlines saying all sorts of things. And one of the things that he's been talking about that people have been picking up on is this pandemic weight loss. And it's it's a mild D-bag, because anytime Channing Tatum talks about weight loss, I'm looking for after photos.
Thank you.
And also, compared to before photos... I cannot relate to this.
Mm-hmm. Right, because his before photos were not normal.
He looked insane, right?
Yeah.
But they're trying to do that thing where he's like totally relatable, and he was on The Tonight Show, and he'd put on a bunch of weight during the pandemic, you know, totally relatable. But
who didn't?
But also, when you're Channing Tatum, your weight loss is not relatable.
No.
Because you have all these things, like, and I'm... No shame. Like, I expect that he's going to do him. But it's the attempt to what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, be relatable?
To create this idea that he can be relatable in his weight loss. When it's like, there's nothing I find relatable about the ability to, like, call your celebrity trainer and, you know, spend inordinate amounts of time. And he talks at length and has in these interviews about how he's going to, it's kind of like he acknowledges that he knows that he's like, I don't know how regular people do it, because
he just said this in a, I think, was he on Drew Barrymore or something? Yes, like that.
It was Kelly Clarkson. I think.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson. And he, yes, it was. And he basically was like, listen, my job is to stay in good shape. And so I'm able to work out all day long and eat amazingly. And I don't know how normal people with like other jobs and other responsibilities are able to do that. So he recognizes that he's not relatable.
Yeah, it's not relatable. Like, I don't. And again, I'm like, I would rather know something else more fascinating about you other than like feeling bad about the fact that I haven't been able to do the things that this person is. I'm not saying like he needs to craft his narrative around my expectations, but to a certain extent, and that's why this Eat This Not That is often one of those places where they're trying to make something seem totally relatable and get you to click on it. And it doesn't serve me well. So I like to tell people about it. Thank you.
Which is your prerogative.
Yeah. He does eat regularly through the day, you guys.
Oh, good to know.
Great.
And so his trainer,
very proud of him,
his trainer, I think this was going all the way back, they go all the way back to when he was on Magic Mike, and I'm like, again, like, when you know, when you see those like Chris Hemsworth's workout or Zac Efron's workout, nobody can do this.
No,
like, we would not die. Normal. Like, literally there are four people who could do this workout and not die, and we're not them.
Don't even try, Channing Tatum.
Yeah, but just please show me your shirtless photos. Thank and you. I will applaud your good work, sir.
Happily.
By the way, I've not seen any after photos, so I'm a little like TikTok.
I feel like
can you show me?
Yeah. Actually, as many as possible. Thanks.
Do you think he's done it on his Instagram?
I don't know. I don't feel like he's I feel like this is a narrative.
Remember when he was our boyfriend?
Yes, I remember.
Zac Efron.
And then we met Zac Efron.
Yeah. And no, he doesn't post about it.
Do you know what it was that made us break up with Channing Tatum? Do you remember?
When he Channinged all over your Tatum?
Well, maybe. But he also, he went through a weird phase where we were like, ooh, I don't know, you're not making a lot of sense publicly.
Yeah, remember when he had to take a break because he got obsessed with that astrology app?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah. That was totally it.
Yeah, that's when we broke up.
And then he went through his weird back and forth with Jesse J.
Yeah.
On and off again,
yeah.
On again,
and we were
again.
Like, you're not in a stable place, and we're just going to let you hang out and for a little while. You're on the bench.
Take out the trash in your gold lamé pants.
Yep. So So we brought Zac Efron forward, and we're sticking with him for now.
Yeah.
Would you like to know who my D-bag is?
Yes, please.
Chris Brown.
Oh, God. We haven't mentioned that name in a while.
And here's why. He lives in a neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley. And the LAPD was called to his home at 2 a.m. The other day when there were complaints about noise. Now, you got to have a lot of people in order to make a lot of noise when you live in a home, no doubt the size of Chris Brown's. And it turns out he did have a lot of people in his home. There were 400 to 500 guests in attendance in the San Fernando Valley neighborhood. And, you know,
what? How many?
400 to 500 guests in his home. People were double parked. He was having a birthday party for himself. Now, not only was there like illegal shenanigans going on in the case of double parked and noise violations, but gatherings of 500 people.
Are we doing that right now?
I don't think they are in LA. They've had, you know, some pretty hefty restrictions. So anyway, that's why he's my D-bag. Oh, go ahead.
There's a picture from 2019. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had a yard sale in November of 2019.
What?
Yeah. And there's like a big long line.
And outside. There's a food truck.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Can I submit another D-bag?
Yeah.
I would like to surprise you with this. This is not going to be as fun and exciting for the listeners, so you're going to have to do some work, but I was reminded of this when I was looking at the Chris Brown story. I have put a link. Did you see this?
Yes.
Okay, Holly, did you see this story in the Daily Mail? Plastic surgeons reveal what the perfect woman looks like based on the most requested star looks.
Ooh, are we going to get some celebrity secrets on how to fix our faces?
No, this is basically...
No, you're going to get a bad Photoshop copy, cut and paste.
So, essentially, they asked plastic surgeons, you know, when people go in for plastic surgery, they're like, give me Jennifer Aniston's waist. Okay, so they went through... And they asked the plastic surgeons, like, what do people ask for? Oh. And then they mishmashed somebody together. They say it's the perfect woman. And like, I'm just saying, I don't think anybody wants to look like that.
It looks like if they, like, if, like, some off-brand, like, figurine company.
It's like Bimby
tried,
doll.
Tried to, like, do, like, a Sofia Vergara doll. Yeah. Or like a Jennifer Garner. I mean, you could make so many people out of this. It's just a bizarre mishmash of parts.
It's a collage.
It's very unsettling.
It's incredibly unsettling.
Because it's not real.
Right.
Very, yes.
Like those lips are just like...
But here's... Can I bring the lesson to the table in this? Uh-huh. The lesson is... You're beautiful just the way you are.
You are beautiful.
You were created to look just like you look. You don't need somebody else's anything. You just need to be the best you can be. Because if you keep going to the plastic surgeon and asking for other people's body parts, you're going to walk out looking like this.
This is like the human equivalent of that thing that used to be in Quiznos commercials.
Oh my gosh.
We love the stuff.
Oh my gosh, yes. It totally is.
That's what this picture is going to start singing.
Because they're good. Because they're good.
Just for funsies, can you pull up that commercial so we can sure have can. Memory time?
Because if you don't know what we're talking about, when you hear it, you're going to know.
Exactly. It was whatever ad wizard came up with that animal that was like a collage animal and that sang this. They are warm because they toast them.
They got a pepper bar.
Quiznos new Santa Fe.
They've got a pepper bar.
So what we're saying is that the ideal beauty is actually what is being called in this video as the Quiznos sponge monkeys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it sponge monkeys or spong monkeys?
Oh, spong monkeys. Excuse me. I added an erroneous.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean,
no, like... it is spong monkeys.
If it were sponge monkeys, they'd put an E in there.
Anyways, so you're beautiful.
You're beautiful just the way you are.
Hollywood wants you to look like a Quiznos spong monkey.
Those are not cute.
I mean, they're cute to somebody.
When we come back on
other spong monkeys.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show.
I feel like the FCC is going to come after
us. I know.
Like,
I know. Did you just say spong monkey?
Be careful. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Bennifer 3.0, I have uncovered the playbook from which they are playing.
Oh.
And I will deliver that to you after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. For a second there, I thought we were in the movie Magnolia.
Yeah, I know. And then that would be awkward. And
Very awkward.
Yeah.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Ooh, before?
Yeah, ooh. Am I having a feeling?
Yeah. Give it away.
Give it away now. Thank you. We're going to give away another Bella Classic Facial at Belladerm Med Spa in Maple Grove right now. It's a corrective facial good for anyone at any age. 651-641-1071. Why don't we just give it to caller number two?
Caller number two, if you've got a face, give us a call. You will win a corrective facial. And 651-641-1071. Okay. Something occurred to me and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay.
So we've been talking about the fact that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have been hanging out again, right?
Yes, they have.
And as a result of that, there are literally every single gossip rag outlet is reporting on it.
Yeah.
With nothing to say, right? Because we haven't seen them out. we saw Ben Affleck getting out of her car. Mm-hmm. And she, I don't think she was in it. Was she? It was just
Jennifer
him.
Lopez was not in the car, right. In Ben Affleck's car. But they showed a photo of her in that car to prove that it was her car.
Her car. Okay, so, that's all we have to go on. But every single tabloid is covering this reunion.
Yeah.
And it was yesterday that I was scrolling through my feed, my Google News feed, and I saw the headline from Pop Sugar from Yahoo Life via Pop Sugar. Why did Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez break up? The reason is sad. And I thought, huh.
Clickbait.
Why does this smell similar? Like, what is that smell? I mean, I know I've smelled that smell before, but I can't figure out. Nope. I can't figure out where I smelled it or what it smells like. And then it occurred to me. It occurred to me like a dream.
Like a dream?
Bradley,
like
we've...
you were unconscious?
We've lived this before.
Okay.
We've lived this very same story.
And
it involved...
Like you and I?
Well, yeah, everybody. The world did.
Okay.
At the same time. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, sure. You mean like... Gosh, what? Last year?
Was it? No. Was it?
Yeah.
Are you talking about that the SAG Awards?
Yeah, when they were standing near each other.
Didn't it start at the Academy Awards?
Well, it was at the SAG Awards.
SAGs would have been first. Yeah.
In 2020. So just last year, mm-hmm. the SAG Awards happened. Yeah.
And they were standing near each other.
Yeah. And then he was like looking at her off
camera. Oh my gosh. And then everybody was like, are they back together?
I just love, everybody's like, oh my God, they're totally going to fall back in love now.
And you know, this is exactly what is happening right now, is that Ben Affleck and Jennifer, what's her name? Lopez.
Yeah, but we've seen it inception, right? Like,
right.
It happened with Jennifer Garner this week too, not to that implication, but,
right.
But we saw the two of them hanging out because people know the power of...
Nothing is real and everyone smokes. Okay, sorry. Anyway, I realized that I am powerless against these headlines and I clicked.
Yeah.
And
what was the reason, by the way?
Do you want to know? Because I do actually think it's really interesting.
One of them had athlete's foot.
Because we didn't, back in 2004 when they broke up, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
We weren't doing what we do now, which is actually meaning, well, we weren't even a thing, our show.
No.
But the Team Cobra-izing of the tabloids, our analytical eye.
Yeah, like paying attention to what's in front of us without just like blindly sticking it in our face.
We weren't doing that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if we were, we would have had something to say about this.
Sure.
So, here was the statement that they put out together. They did a joint statement, okay?
Okay.
In 2004. Due to the excessive media attention surrounding our wedding, we have decided to postpone the date. When we found ourselves seriously contemplating hiring three separate decoy brides at three different locations, we realized that something was awry. We began to feel that the spirit of what should have been the happiest day of our lives could be compromised. We felt that what should have been a joyful and sacred day could be spoiled for us, our family, and our friends. And so they broke off their engagement. Then...
Well, yeah, that's a totally normal reason to break off an engagement because you guys made us do it. Okay, sure. Shame and guilt me. Thank you.
Then, 4 years later, after they'd fully broken up, like they were done, Ben said on a British TV show, quote, I think Jen and I made a mistake in that we fell in love. We were excited and maybe too accessible. I don't think either of us anticipated the degree to which it would take on a world of its own. And then later in 2016, Jennifer Lopez said something similar to People magazine when she said, we didn't try to have a public relationship. We just happened to be together at the birth of the tabloids. And I was like, oh my God, it was just a lot of pressure. I think different time, different thing, who knows what could have happened. But there was a genuine love there.
That this is the weirdest, like, again, I think it's your fault that we couldn't, our love couldn't
flourish,
consummate itself. Like, that's just not true. That's mm-hmm. a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really loved someone, you would tell everyone to bleep off.
Well, if we can be really, if I can be honest, if I remember correctly, when they first started dating, they met on the set of a movie, Geely. Now, what if we applied the lenses, the bifocals that we currently wear to this story of their relationship, we would have definitely called this what?
A publationship.
1,000%.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fact
and we should, that it, because it was.
Right. And the fact that it paid dividends for them then means that today they're like, wait a minute, if it worked in early 2000s, it could work again today.
Yeah.
And they're fully trying to cash in on it again.
Oh, for sure.
Do not be swayed by them.
Yeah. No, I hope that any of our listeners would look at any celebrity relationship now as a publationship, potentially, because mm-hmm. publationships might, you know, started out being a very specific thing, like, you know, like somebody is creating a fake relationship for the purposes of publicity. However, there's many shades of publationships we now know.
Right. Exactly.
Which indicate that, like, you can just put those glasses on and look back in time and see that, you know, all celebrity relationships have a publationship component.
Right. Right. And these two were so, like, I don't want to say mismatched, but when they started dating each other, it like shocked people because we hadn't seen, you know, we would have never put together Ben Affleck, who seemed kind of clean cut. And I feel like J-Lo had just come off a relationship with P. Diddy, maybe, or Puff Duty.
Sean Puff Combs. Duty?
Sean Combs.
Mm-hmm.
What wasn't Ben Affleck right after her? Or wasn't him?
Yes. That is the Jennifer Lopez relationship. Well, no, actually, she was married. So she was with Sean Combs. Then I think she got married to that Chris Judd dancer guy. Okay. And then it was Ben Affleck.
So, like, she had never been with a blockbuster actor before. Like, she had never dated, like, that echelon of actory.
Quote, unquote, Hollywood
actor. Yes. And so, I think we all were like,
oh, my God, remember Casper Smart?
Vaguely.
Yeah, you do. Because we talked about this publationship fully and for its entire length. Casper Smart was the dancer.
Yep.
And we've seen this move before. Mm-hmm. Like, what other, you know, pop female has, like, hooked up with her dancer and had a relationship?
Britney Spears.
Mariah Carey.
Britney Spears. Madonna. Mariah Carey.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. All
it's
of
a thing.
Them.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. So I was just looking at Us Weekly put together a list of publationships.
Yeah, that is a publationship subgenre for sure.
Right? Casper the dancer, Smart, the dancer musician and publationship. Anthony.
And the pop idol.
Anyway, my thesis remains, do not be swayed by rumors of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez getting back together. They are just exercising the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston strategery of publationship.
Yeah,
when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to talk about Bill and Melinda Gates. And
woo!